Today, my dear faithful, is the glorious feast of Palm Sunday. Now the epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2. Brethren, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and in habit found as a man. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above all names, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21. At that time, when Jesus drew nigh to Jerusalem, and was come to Bethpage unto Mount Olivet, then he sent two disciples, saying to them, Go ye into the village that is over against you, and immediately ye will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man shall say to you anything, say ye that the Lord hath need of them, and forthwith he will let them go. Now all this was done, that the word might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold, thy king cometh to thee, meek, and sitting upon a donkey and a colt, the foal of her that is used to the yoke. And the disciples going did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the donkey and the colt, and laid their garments upon them, and made him sit thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down boughs from the trees, and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. A very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut boughs from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, we relive the glorious entry of our Lord into Jerusalem. On this day, when our Savior and the apostles were drawing near to the holy city, our Savior stopped and asked the apostles to bring to him a donkey. Jesus Christ then rode the animal into the holy city, which to us may seem a small thing, but to the Jews was a tremendous sign. We do not know if they recognized it or they simply did exactly what the prophet Zacharias of the Old Testament had prophesied. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Sion. Shout for joy, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king will come to thee, the just and Savior, meek and riding upon a donkey. For 3 years now, our Lord had become famous for his teachings that stirred the people's hearts and his miracles that filled them with wonder. His fame had grown even greater when our Savior raised Lazarus to life, after Lazarus had been dead and buried for 3 days. No prophet or judge of the Old Testament had ever worked such an outstanding miracle as this before. And now, just before a great feast of the Jews, he fulfills this prophecy of the Messiah so literally. And the people responded with full hearts. Hosanna to the Son of David, they cried out, thus calling Christ the Savior, for all knew that other prophecy that the Messiah would be King David's descendant. The people ran to join in procession behind him and prepare the way before him. Some scrambled up the palm trees that grew in abundance by the road. Others seized whatever leafy boughs they could find. These palms symbolized victory to the Jewish people, for the Messiah that they looked for would achieve victory after victory. As the procession moved along, the people waved the palms to and fro and spread them along the way upon the ground, that the donkey might walk upon them. But that was not enough. The multitude wanted to do still more. Many took the coats off their own backs to make a carpet for Jesus Christ to ride upon, lest even the donkey he rode be dirtied. And all the while, there was our Savior accepting this tribute from his people. Today, my dear faithful, we take up this same spirit, glorifying Christ as our King and our Savior. And yet our faith opens our eyes a good bit wider than those of the Jews, for we celebrate the triumph that is to come through Christ's death on the cross. Holy Mother, the Church leads us through this triumph by the blessing of palms which we've just witnessed, as well as a solemn procession, and finally, some of the most beautiful hymns of the liturgical year. However, the vestments are the violet of penance. The statues are all veiled around us, and the flowers still missing from the altar. Instead of the usual adornments on the altar, we have the ancient signs of triumph, the plain green palms of victory. The prayers used for the blessing of the palms, which we were just recited, also go back and forth between awe at the glorious, beneficent conquest of Christ and agonizing at the horrifying cost that he paid to win it. Finally, in just a few moments, we will join in procession around the church while the sisters sing that sublime hymn, Gloria Laus et Honor. In English, that refrain means glory, praise, and honor to Christ, Redeemer King. However, when we will return to the doors of the chapel, we will find the doors locked to us. These represent heaven's gates closed due to our sins. The choir outside the chapel, representing all mankind, repeats their hymn of praise to the Redeemer, and we hear an answering choir, symbolizing the angels and saints of heaven, joining and adoring Jesus Christ. There is hope in these praises, for at the head of the procession, right before the gates of heaven, is the crucifix carried by the subdeacon. When the time is right, the subdeacon will knock on the chapel doors with the base of the cross, commanding heaven to be opened through the merits of our Redeemer King. It is a truly magnificent ceremony, but from there we will turn to contemplating the immeasurable burden our Savior bore to bring about this great triumph. The Mass of Palm Sunday follows, where we will read the Passion according to St. Matthew. We will witness the betrayal of Judas. The whips of the scourging will resound again in our chapel. We will catch a glimpse of the thorns buried into our Lord's skull, then the cross crushing Christ to the ground. And finally, the God-man raised upon that wood to die. What a sorrowful and at the same time glorious history we poor sinners have. An infinitely good God willingly sacrificing himself, murdered by our hands. What pity we should have for our God. What yearning to repair for the harm done. What love for our suffering Savior. That is what Holy Mother Church hopes to inspire in our hearts through these magnificent ceremonies of Holy Week, my dear faithful. What a privilege, then, we have in being one of the few chapels that has the full ceremonies. We should strive our utmost to thank our God for such a gift as this. Our hearts must resound with something of today's procession's hymn, Glory, Praise, and Honor to Christ, Redeemer King. That should be every day, but above all, during Holy Week. I urge you then, my dear faithful, if at all possible, to join us for the Holy Week ceremonies. Show our Lord that you at least care. compassionate our Redeemer amidst his cross. But also during this most holy week, if anyone has been away from the sacraments for some time, use this time to turn back to our Lord. Our Savior distributes special graces during this week. It does not matter what sins someone has committed. It does not matter if someone has made bad confessions or sacrilegious communions, even if it was 20, 30 years ago, or have just been away from the confessional for years or even decades. Our Lord desires the salvation of the sinner. He longs for his conversion and the salvation of his soul. All he wants you to do is to humbly comply with his graces and to make a good confession, to repair the damage that has been done, to be absolved of your sins, and to be resolved not to offend him again. Our Lord, so good is he to us. He will set aside the offenses you have committed and does not give them a second thought. Remember, to forgive your sins, our Lord lived, he suffered, and he died. What joy he will have then at a soul accepting his grace, turning away from the mire of sin, and returning back to him by making a good confession. All the pains of his passion will be well worth even one soul making this return back to him. And thus, this week, we will have multiple times for confession made available for the faithful. Please make use of them and comfort our God. Spend this most holy week following after our Lord. With the help of Holy Mother of the Church, remember throughout these following days what really happened, what the Son of God suffered for our sins, and work to comfort the heart of Christ, so tortured and abandoned, especially in these our days. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.